So I did it again. I changed my bars again. And I'm kind of annoyed about it just because I continue to do this. I continue to have to like change stuff out even though, you know, I think I know what I'm doing and it's fine and, you know, I know what I like. And despite that, things go wrong. So this is no shade at Biltwell. I use Biltwell risers, chrome risers on my FXR. But my Biltwell T-bars, my straight T-bars, almost immediately faded. As I've brought this up, other people have said, oh yeah, my black powder coat faded too. So I don't know what they're using on there, but it did fade and it kind of just looked dingy. And I couldn't really buff it out or anything or make it look any better. So it always just frustrated me a little bit. Like, I like my bike and, you know, when my bike cleans up pretty well, except for those bars, and it would kind of drive me nuts. And a little bit of the frustration was that I really like the setup. The size was perfect for me, and it had this little crossbar in between the down tubes of the T-bars, and it was perfect for mounting my quad lock charging head right there, dead center of my bars. So I had half a mind to just powder coat those bars, but the downtime is a little bit annoying, and it's annoying to have to spend money on something that I already spent money on. It should have been fine the way that it was when I bought them. So I had those bars for a little over 5,000 miles. And like I said, the setup was fine. If there was anything that I wanted or would have maybe made a tweak on, is that I really like pullback. As my shoulder injuries continue to persist, having the bars a little bit closer to me is a lot more enjoyable for me. It's a lot more comfortable. So I was patient. I took my time because I'm cheap and I don't like buying things twice. So, you know, I'm very fortunate to work where I work, and a lot of people will just bring me stuff and say, hey, I don't know if you need this, but here you go. I don't need it. And that kind of happened slowly. So I got some Lowrider S or ST takeoff bars, the moto bars, and I'm still using the pullback plate from LA Choppers. I got some 9.5-inch pullback drag risers. So I got them, they didn't have bolts and they didn't have a top clamp. So I was looking around for a top clamp. I thought maybe I'd want a Harley one from, you know, the early Lowrider S's from 20 and 21. I had a black one with a bar and shield on it. Thought maybe I would find one of those, but I ended up just going with a plain one off of Amazon. It was 6% off. It was $19 and it's been a few dollars. I think they were $1 a piece for the bolts. Luckily, my friend Manny, who I've known for a very long time, for I think my last birthday or the birthday before, he bought me a nice set of grips. He bought me the same grips that he has, which are the Arlen S ones, and they have the gold bronze end caps on them. And I like them. They're aggressive enough, but they don't like tear up your hands if you don't have gloves on. And sometimes I ride without gloves if I'm doing filming and stuff like that. So I really like this setup. It's a lot cleaner looking. The one thing I dislike about most riser setups, there are some internally wired riser setups, but I just don't like the big wiring that comes down in between the legs. So the risers and bars look beautiful on display, but then you have this big, huge wiring coming down the middle of them. That is probably my least favorite thing about running risers and bars when compared to running just straight T-bars. And I'm not sure where I'm going to put my quad lock. I used to run Rockform on my left hand side perch, and I like the quad lock mount better. I like that it has a charging feature and the vibration dampener. But on Rockform, I prefer the phone case, and I like the magnet, super strong magnet on the back of the Rockform. So I'm kind of debating whether I want to, you know, go asymmetrical, because I really like symmetry. I like it when my phone's dead center, but I also like the way bars look with nothing on them. So I might not even put my phone on my bars for the time being. I do, however, really like the functionality of being able to charge my phone, especially when we're on trips and using GPS and things like that. The battery drains a lot faster. So I like being able to charge my phone, but I don't necessarily need it on my bars unless I'm running GPS and I want to be able to see the map.
First time riding with the new bars. I'm gonna head out to work right now. I normally don't commute to work, which I've probably said many times, but yeah, we'll see how it is on the freeway.
Other than that, not much has changed on the bike. I did take off my left side exhaust. So SNS has a block off cap and it just blocks off the left side so you can pull off your left side, save a little bit of weight. It's kind of like a poor man's 2-in-1. I don't really mind it. It looks the same from the right hand side. I guess from the low side it looks a little bit different because there's not a left hand side pipe on there, and I guess you could argue that you're saving a little weight. I don't think performance wise, sound wise, I don't really notice the difference other than I'm just hearing the sound on the right side rather than hearing it on both sides, but I don't really notice that it's any louder or quieter for that matter. I did come up on a 15 inch windshield, the Harley touring windshield. I really like the height of it. It's very functional. I'm just going to tint it. I'm pretty tall torso wise, so I sit pretty high above it, so I'm probably going to tint it a darker color because I don't really like the look of the clear windshield, but I'll probably do some sort of medium tint on there. And one of my previous customers who I've become friends with over time, his name is Alan, and he is one of the owners for Advent Black. So he reached out to me and he sent me a couple things. So I really love the gas cap that he sent me. He sent me some mirrors. He sent me some shift linkage. So I'm really happy with those things. I like to support my friends' companies, and you know, there's a lot of great companies out there that make great parts for Harleys. And a lot of people will ask me like, hey, what muffler should I get? If I'm going to get slip-on mufflers for my touring bike, what muffler should I get? And it's really, there's a lot of parity because there's so much competition in this world. And this is just my opinion, but I feel like slip-on specifically, they have a lot of very similar attributes, right? As far as fitment goes, as far as warranty goes, as far as sound goes, there may be some slight differences. Like you might love the Cobra neighbor haters, or you might like the zombie baffles and the tabs. I've used pretty much all of them. Vance and Hines tab, Chromeworks, Reinhardt right now. So I like them all. I don't really have a preference. Sometimes, I guess where I'm going with this, sometimes like when it comes to mirrors or grips or things like that, I'm going to kind of go with somebody that I like and somebody whose company that I want to support. They're not necessarily any better by any means. I mean, mirrors are mirrors as long as they, you can see behind you and they don't, and the finish doesn't wear off or the fitment isn't difficult or anything like that, then it kind of just go with company that you like to support. And I like to support my friends' companies. So I'm not paid by Alan. He doesn't give me any money, but he sends me some free parts every once in a while. That's pretty cool. And these are the types of things that I wouldn't necessarily change otherwise. If you've seen any of my other videos, I can kind of get paralyzed by the cost of things. Like mirrors are wildly expensive, and there's nothing wrong with my stock mirrors. There's nothing wrong with my stock gas cap. But it's nice to have like stylistic stuff and things that look a little bit better. Just most of the time, I'm just not in a position to be spending hundreds of dollars on something that it already works. It's fine in the stock formation. But if I have the opportunity to make my bike look a little bit better, I'm probably going to do that. Other than that, I'm super excited about having new suspension. So I did get Wilbur's, and Stefan, another great friend of the shop, great friend of Matt's. He's been on Matt's channel quite a few times. Rode out to Sturgis with them. He brought me a set of suspension. Super generous. Thank you, Stefan. I really appreciate you. I did put the rears on. I haven't done the front yet. I haven't logged any serious miles on this. I really want to get the front done and have everything set up properly before we do the next dealership ride, so that as I'm putting on the miles, I can kind of have a frame of reference of, yeah, this is the difference that I noticed, this is the difference that I feel, these are the things that I like about it and things like that. I know everybody that has Wilbur's loves Wilbur's. I think most people that spend a lot of money on suspension will tend to want to defend their investment, right? So most people like their aftermarket suspension. I always kind of say it like, I just don't really have the palate for suspension yet. I haven't really noticed. Like, you can give me a $30 bottle of whiskey and a $3,000 bottle of whiskey, and I probably really can't tell the difference. Like, they both taste like whiskey to me. And that's kind of how I feel about stock suspension. I know everybody hates the stock suspension. The only real negative thing that I can say about the stock suspension is that the front will dive. Like, if you grab a bunch of front brake, the front dives pretty hard. So I'm interested to see how the Wilbur's is, because there are so many guys that I respect that have far more experience than I do, been working on motorcycles for many, many decades and things like that, who are huge proponents of the Wilbur's setup. So I'm very excited to kind of cut my teeth on this and learn what I need to learn so that I can communicate these types of things better to my customers. Haven't been to Born Free in a few years. I just was a little bit burnt out on it. It used to go way back in the day all the time. And it was just so, the last time I went, I think was year maybe 12, or 13. I think I went 1 year, and it was so hot, and it was just unenjoyable. It was so hot that it wasn't even fun. So I took a little bit of a break, but the guys were going out, and you know, it ended up working out to where we could get a sitter. My wife was able to come with me, so we got to spend some time together. That was our first time doing anything with just the two of us, where we've had a babysitter since the new baby was born in January. So it was a lot of fun to get her on the back of the bike and, you know, just have a few hours to ourselves, just enjoying each other's company. And man, the show is so big and so packed. There were people that I knew were there, and I just never ran into them. That's how busy it was. So great turnout. It was a great show. Had a lot of fun. I didn't shoot video because I wanted to enjoy myself and just be there in real time. I didn't even take that many photos. And I know Matt's shooting a video, so I don't need to shoot a video if Matt's shooting a video. But other than that, I'm kind of happy with how my bike is starting to come together. Sometimes patience really pays off, and you know, I didn't have to invest a lot of money on the second go around for my bars. If you guys have made it this far, thank you so much for watching. I appreciate you guys that watch the videos all the way through. I went on a little bit of a break with this stuff, just a lot of, you know, mental stuff happening where I just didn't feel like I was in the mental space to shoot videos and stuff like that. And you know, I do this full time, and I talk about motorcycles for a living, and this is what I do. And so sometimes, you know, you get a little bit of burnout. Everything that's been happening, you know, in our political climate right now, not that I'm going to get into that, just kind of really took a toll on me. And I was just absorbing so much data from what's going on in the world right now that it just felt like something that I couldn't even wrap my head around. And you know, I sat down and shot a video, and it just didn't feel right, and it wasn't really good. So I ended up not putting it out. So it's been a couple weeks, but thank you guys for your patience. I'll get back onto it and be putting out videos, you know, at least once a week from here on out. And you know, hopefully the news doesn't continue to bombard us and take over our mental health and stuff like that. But yeah, thank you guys for sticking with me, and we will see you on the next one.